Emin is the stage name of a Russian pop star who became an overnight sensation. This week, we learned that he was behind a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer promising dirt on Hillary Clinton. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco tells us more about Emin Agalarov.
The music video for Emin's song In Another Life shows the handsome pop star frolicking in a mansion with contestants from the Miss Universe pageant in Moscow in 2013, the beauty contest then owned by Donald Trump. At the end of the video, Agalarov wakes up from his fantasy, cut to Trump at the head of a conference table, delivering lines straight from his TV show, The Apprentice.
I mean, let's get with it. You're just another pretty face. I'm really tired of you. You're fired.
Follow the online trail and you'll find a lot of photos of Agalarov with Trump over the years. In 2015, the president sent the Russian pop star a videotaped birthday message.
You're a winner, you're a champ, you're great at real estate, and boy, can you entertain.
After Trump won the presidency, the singer returned the compliment with his own video.
You're an absolute winner. You proved everybody wrong. It's incredible. Congratulations.
A few months ago, Agalarov boasted to Forbes magazine of his continued access to the Trump family. His billionaire father is close to Russia's Vladimir Putin, and his ex-wife is the daughter of the president of Azerbaijan, where Agalarov was born. The oligarch's son grew up in Moscow and went to college in New York. He's now executive vice president of his family's real estate company, the Crocus Group. When he's not developing Russian shopping centers, resorts, and boutiques, he's recording and performing around the world. Girl, you got me so bad. This is Emin's single from an upcoming album. He's also recorded Frank Sinatra tunes and his own pop songs, but he doesn't impress LA Times pop music critic Michael Wood.
This guy's music is about as bland as it could be. He's like a bad George Michael, or he's a bad Ricky Martin.
Emin, apparently a Russian sensation, eventually met up with Rob Goldstone, a British publicist known for wearing funny hats and writing about his large girth. The Russian government reached out to the pop star's billionaire father. Then Emin asked Gladstone to connect Trump Jr. with the Russian lawyer, promising damaging information about Hillary Clinton. None of the players was available for comment. Just weeks ago, Agalarov ended his U.S. tour with a concert at Lincoln Center, joined on stage by musicians David Foster and Nile Rodgers. Now he's center stage with Donald Trump, and everyone knows his name, Emin. I'm Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.